Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. And again today, I have an author on. That's kind of unusual that I do that twice in a week. But I had an author earlier this week, and this author is another author that I met in Colorado. Just happens that we're going to have him on in the same week. But Bill Muckler, you know, I travel all over the place. I talk to people from all over the nation. And you'd be surprised how many of them seem to come from Missouri. Bill Muckler was born and raised in St. Louis. He graduated from CBC and the University of Missouri, so he is a Tiger. I was talking to him on the phone the other day. I said, so you're an MU Tiger? He goes, oh, yes. And he spent 4.5 years in active duty as a Marine. I tend to seem to collect the Marines and the vets from the Navy and the Army and all over the place, so I'm always proud to do that. And he holds a permanent rank of captain. He's a typographer and an entrepreneur who has also spent 40 years as a consultant, owner and director of a firm that assessed business operations, conducted management and leadership training, and implemented process solutions at more than 300 facilities. Bill, we welcome you to CSC Talk Radio today. How are you this morning?
Thank you, Beth Ann. I'm great. As we say in Marine Corps, excellent to outstanding.
Well, I seem to collect Marines. I think maybe it's my brother's fault. He's a Marine from Vietnam, and it just seems like everywhere I go, the Marines pop up. But I have the Army and the Navy and all of them following the show, and I'm very, very proud to have the vets and active military following the show, and I'm very proud, and I thank you for your service to this country as well.
You're welcome, and every branch is equally important, and every rank from E1 to four-star general are all equally important. We just play different roles in the defense of our nation.
Well, I had a son that served in the Army, so I'm kind of partial to them as well. So I actually just love our military very much. I'm very proud of them. I think they get used and abused an awful lot, but I tell you what, I'm very proud of these young men and women.
So am I.
Well, you know, as I was going through your book and I was reading your bio, and your book is you kind of followed your consultant entrepreneurship in this book, haven't you? You've kind of assessed things here in the nation, and you've got a plan for 2020 of how to fix things. And, you know, as I'm reading your book and I'm looking at most of the authors, not all, but most of the American people that I come across, they have the same ideas basically as I do. The fix is basically very simple, and the solution is we the people. And that's kind of what I gathered just giving a quick glance to your book. Would I be correct in that assessment?
Yes, you are. It definitely is. I wrote this book for we the people, and by that I mean about 100 years or so ago, we kind of turned everything around in this nation to where we the people ended up on the bottom, and the federal government on the top, and the states became regional departments of the federal government. And that's not the way our Constitution was envisioned. That's not what our founding fathers thought. It was we the people and the states, and then the federal government was created by the states. And as long as we continue the way we're going, we can see this just is not working. When the next president is inaugurated, the national debt will be more than $20 trillion. The government is completely overreached into the fact that the federal government runs everything, when we all know that local government and government close to home is best. So we have to get back to a situation where in our country where we have a small government, a limited government, and a government that's close to home.
Well, you know, I had a caller that used to call in quite frequently, and she put it very simply. We were designed God created the people. God goes first. The people come second. The people created the state. The state comes third. The state created the federal government, and that comes last. And we've got it completely topsy-turvy. And I thought that was just a real simple way of looking at it. God, people, state, and then the federal government. And we've got it turned upside down. And the fact that we fear if we make a mistake on our income tax return of what kind of consequences are going to be, or we fear this or that, tells me we're already under tyranny. We're already in tyranny because we fear the federal government and its bureaucracy. And so the solution is we the people. But the problem also was we the people because we were apathetic and we kind of let this happen.
Yes, we did. And it's our own fault, but we still have time to remedy this. And that's why I wrote the book. And when you mentioned I wrote it like I was a consultant, I thought that in order to solve problems, we have to take a more objective point of approach to it. And so I didn't write my book based on political parties. It's very nonpartisan. I didn't base it on ideology. I wanted it to be for Americans, to make Americans prosperous again, to make America the kind of country it could be, the kind of country it really should be. So I looked at every one of the problems that the federal government has been creating over the past 100 years or so. And I said, okay, what's the background of this, and what's the history behind it? So I did a lot of research. Then I did statistical-based data analysis. I wanted to find out all the numbers, all the facts. And then I did cost-benefit analysis, root cause analysis, and I came up with solutions that were for Americans, not for political parties or ideologies, just strictly for we the people. And your caller that mentioned God, we the people, the states, and the federal government was right on 100%. And so I wanted to share my vision, and I read a proverb once that really stuck with me, and it's 29:18, and it's, where there is no vision, the people perish. Mm. And right now our country has no vision, and
right.
The leadership we have is just, it's just not there. It's not the kind of leadership I'm used to as being a Marine officer. Just don't see it at all.
And, you know, we could get into the political things right now. I'm sure you've got lots of opinions. I wish I had more than an hour to visit with you, Bill. But, you know, there's also a Greek proverb that I came across about a year and a half ago. And the man that sent that to me has since passed away. And it just breaks my heart because he was such a patriot trying to change things in America in his own way. And it was a Greek proverb that says, society is great when old men plant trees whose shade they will not enjoy. And I think that's what our founding fathers did. And I think that's what you and I need to do right now for the future generation. We need to prune those trees. The trees have already been planted. We have the Constitution. We have the Bill of Rights. We have that foundation. And we need to kind of prune some things out a little bit in D.C. and around this nation to try and bring back some freedom, liberty, and simplicity. I mean, it's very simple, really, what they founded. It's not complicated, and we've made it complicated through all the extra laws and extra amendments and this and that we go on and can talk about. I think it's time for us to do some pruning, and sometimes that can be painful, and that's what concerns me, is because, you know, if we're going to prune, if we're going to make some changes, the American people are going to have to make some changes. Don't you agree with that?
I agree, and I love that quote. In fact, you'll find it in my book. I believe it's in the afterword.
Is that right?
it reads, a society grows great when old men plant trees whose shade they will never sit in. And I love that quote. I've followed that quote almost all my life. And I rewrote that quote for modern-day America, and that's also in the book where I said, our founding fathers planted the mighty shade trees of liberty, freedom, entrepreneurship, and ownership 239 years ago.
I'm going to stop you right there. I find it very ironic because I also wrote an article based on that very quote. We're going into a break. I'm going to open up the phone lines at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. 2020, a vision for America. And we will be right back. Abigail Adams said, "A patriot without religion, in my estimation, is as great a paradox as an honest man without the fear of God." CSE Talk Radio welcomes Melody Cederstrom with Discount Gold and Silver Trading, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty that provides a quality product, quality service with competitive pricing. Melody and I are working together to bring you the best and most honest products and prices in the gold and silver market. Let Melody's nearly 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide. She can assist you with your gold and silver purchases. Honesty, truth, and integrity are her way. Call Melody and tell her, "Welcome to CSE Talk Radio," and then let her be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgfcoins.com or call Melody Cederstrom at 1-800-375-4188. That's online at dgfcoins.com or 1-800-375-4188.
CJ Hadley brings us all home on the range as she continues to fight bureaucrats and educate all. CJ is offering her three best and calling it her trifecta offer. It includes 5 quarters of Range Magazine, her newest hardbound book, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, Painters and Poets of the American West, plus her real buckaroo calendar, all for only $40. It's CJ's trifecta package. CJ Hadley is a patriot, educating the masses with her Range Magazine. 5 quarters of Range Magazine, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, and her real buckaroo calendar. Plus a special bonus. Add $10 and CJ will throw in another one of her great books, Call of the Cow Country. The trifecta for $40 and the trifecta plus for $50. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-4U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you.
You stroll out to the barn to check on those calves, kids, or lambs, and at first glance, you know something is not right. A weak kid, a calf who cannot nurse, or a ewe who does not have enough colostrum for her newborn lambs. Your role switches from caretaker to rescuer. In these situations, minutes count. Having the right products on hand is vitally important. Visit the animal care category at HambyDairySupply.com to stock up on your medical needs. At Hamby Dairy Supply, they understand because their family has been raising livestock since 1954. With their years of experience, they can help you with your needs, including planning for those livestock emergencies. Visit HambyDairySupply.com for colostrum, Energy Plus energy supplements, Formula 911, and a rest drench product. Stock up today and be prepared. H-A-M-B-Y, DairySupply.com, or give them a call at 1-800-306-8937. And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Bill Muckler. He has written a book, 2020, A Clear Vision for America. And, you know, it's... I put it out on Facebook and on Twitter that, you know, I've got another author. I had an author earlier this week. I'm not going to, you know, I think both books are great. But both of you, and he actually wrote his with a daughter, and which I thought was very interesting as they sat around the kitchen table and put their book together. And I said, well, that's kind of what we do every morning on CSE Talk Radio. But I'm encouraged by your book because you have been nonpartisan. You have been really pretty much non-political, just analyzing what's going on in this nation and putting it together. You know what I was thinking this morning when I was looking at this bill? Have you sent this to every one of the candidates running for president?
No, the only candidate that has the book, to my knowledge, is Dr. Ben Carson, who bought 2 copies of the book when we were in Denver at the Western Conservative Summit.
Is that right? Amazing.
And I signed one for Dr. Ben Carson and one for his campaign manager or one of his top aides. So they have it. And each one of the candidates, I think, on the Republican side anyway, I think they're good people, and they have some good ideas, but I still don't see leadership and greatness and really comprehensive solutions. And I know that They need to read my book, but I think they have their own agendas. But I like the way you describe my book, because I've always told people it's an optimistic blueprint to make America great again and to build a prosperous and successful country for our kids and our grandkids. Because, Beth Ann, I'm more concerned about our kids and grandkids mm-hmm. than anything else. I think we can get through somehow, but what are our grandkids going to look like when those mighty trees that the founding fathers planted 239 years ago end up being chopped down by the politicians, and they're going to be left, in a sense, in the middle of Death Valley with no food, no clothing, no drink, no nothing but, you know, trillions of dollars of debt.
If those trees with the roots of foundation and liberty are uprooted, what is going to happen to our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren? They won't have any shade of freedom and liberty to live under. They will be completely under the thumb of a big government. I call it king government because I think it's the same fight, basically, that our founding fathers had, except it's right here on this land instead of across the sea. And, you know, they were dealing with some of the same things. In fact, I'm not sure that we haven't let it get even worse, but maybe that's just because of high technology these days. But they're uprooting. I was going to ask you what you feel, how you feel about some of the things that are going on right now where they're trying to remove history from this nation. And I'm not just talking about the Confederate flag. I'm talking about a lot of things that were in history that really are who we are, whether it's a dark part of our history or a bright part of our history. It really is who we are. And we need to not forget, but to always look back and see, but to keep going forward in a better way. But I'm concerned that they're removing so much of it because they don't want us to know where we actually came from. What is your opinion on some of that?
I agree wholeheartedly. In fact, in my chapter 12 on education and poverty, I link those together because I think if people are educated, they will find a way out of poverty and will not want to be in that situation. But what's happened, Beth Ann, is our public schools were founded because we had to have a way of educating the people, and some people did not like the fact that all the early education facilities were pretty much faith-based. Mm-hmm. So we had public schools, but those public schools, when I went to school, the kids said the Pledge of Allegiance, yes. They talked about the Bible and so forth. They're not schools like that anymore. They're government indoctrination centers, and they've removed everything from the schools that have anything to do with our history and our background and what's happened. Kids today have no idea what World War One or World War Two was all about. They have no idea of the struggles of the people coming through the various decades. It's a shame because when we don't know the history, we have no appreciation of where we came from and what to do to solve the problems that meet us head on.
And no pride. We have no pride in who we are. And, you know, I think that's part of what's going on. We see, you know, with all the rioting and everything, they have no pride in who they are. And we seem to be that way as a nation right now. You use the word dysfunctional, and I have used that on the air, too. We're, in your book, you use the word dysfunctional in one part. And I can see that that's exactly what we are. Now, I tell my listeners, we're a family. I don't care what color you are. I don't care where you're from. We're family, the American family. And I said, we are a dysfunctional family. Right now, we need to come together and figure things out. And of course, my cliche when I go off the air is bring America home. And I believe in that. We need to bring America back to what we should be and need to be. You know, not because we just want to honor the founding fathers, but because we want to honor the future generations of this nation.
Mm-hmm. You know, and the young people of today have no idea. Some, you know, if they're 30 or 35 or younger, they don't even know that we did not have a Department of Education until the year 1979. And they don't understand what opportunity is all about. I can remember when I was young and people say, well, you're just an old guy. You don't know what you're talking about. Well, I think I do know what I know from what I lived through. And when I was young, the nation was electrified with the space program and new discoveries in science, and there were job opportunities for everybody. Now our kids rank in the lower 20s in education and math. How can we build a great future for our grandkids when we don't have people who even know and understand math and science? And certainly we don't get any instruction in history. In fact, how little instruction the kids get in school today is really appalling.
You know, the race to the moon, the race to space, when I was a kid, that was making history. And it was always early in the morning whenever those rockets would go up. And my mother would get us up early to watch that. She said, you need to watch this. This is history being made, and you need to watch this. And, of course, we'd have the old, you know, sleepers in our eyes and didn't really want to get up, you know, as kids. But we did, and I remember that, getting up and watching those rockets take off and watching history unfold right before our very eyes. And it was an exciting time.
Yes, and the nation was unified. We were all together. And, yeah, a lot of people had different ideas and different politics and so forth, but it wasn't divided like it is today, where people almost hate each other if they belong to the other political party. But, you know, we talked about Mizzou. When you go to a Mizzou football game, we sit in the stands. There's people in there of every political party, most of it Republicans and Democrats, of course, and but we all root for the Missouri Tigers. We root for the same home team, and we're together on that. When we go to church together, we pray together. If we can do all those things together, we work together, why can't we find a way to find some kind of common ground where we can discuss things and solve problems and so forth? But the reason we can't, Beth Ann, is because the federal government has been so overreaching. They've got so gotten in the way of everything. And until we solve all these chronic endemic problems that the federal government's created, I'm afraid we're not ever going to be able to get together as people and be unified and electrified about the great prospects that this country really has.
Well, and I look, you know, and I look at the welfare system that we have. And, you know, nobody's against helping somebody when they're down. But when you're actually keeping them down generation after generation, we've done them a disservice. And, you know, the old saying, the old proverb about give a man a fish and you'll keep him from starving. But if you teach him to fish, you know, many generations, his family will never starve, you know. And I think that that's what we're lacking in this nation. And I think we lack, and we're getting ready to go into another break here in just a few seconds. But we're also lacking that spirit of independence. And I think it's because our history's being taken away from them. They're not being taught in the public school system. And I want to go back to that. You know, there's a lot of people that are homeschooling, and I give them all kinds of credit for that. But not everybody feels they can do that. But I'm going to tell these parents out there, it's still important for you to teach the children at home. If that history isn't being taught in school, you can teach that history at home. And the same thing with our faith and everything else. You can't rely on any public school teacher or any teacher to do the job that you're supposed to be doing at home. And it all lands right there. We're going into another break, Bill. I've got the phone lines open. I think you've got them all mesmerized. 877-895-5410. The answer is very clear, and the answer is you. We need to bring America home. We have that 2020 vision, clear vision for the America. 877-895-5410. And Bill and Beth Ann will be right back. Alexis de Tocqueville once stated, America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great. To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History, will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com.
Going once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. Out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? CAFTA? Why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's Selling U.S. Out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
Dr. Michael Kaufman isn't holding back, but speaking the truth. Truth is tough, and we have a lot to learn here. Radical Islam is not knocking on our door, but is in the house, and a very real threat to America. What is Islam, and what is the true belief of those? Are they all radicals? Is there a soft side to Islam? Dr. Kaufman's book is a quick study and will reveal much to you, helping all of us understand the threat of Islam to our United States of America and our American way of life. We are/were a Christian nation. Why are our leaders denying this? Is there a plan to take America for the global Islamic state? Yes. Order now. $13.99 includes shipping and handling. P.O. Box 73, California, Mo. 65018. Or order online at csctalkradio.com. Oh, one more thing. This book is made in the USA. Order your copy today of Radical Islam in the House. Only $13.99.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Bill Muckler. He wrote the book, 2020, A Clear Vision for America, Wisdom of the Founder, Solution for the Present, and A Bridge to the Future. You know, I thought it was kind of ironic that the book is 2020 and you're here on the 20th of August. I thought that was pretty good. We've got a caller from New York. We have Chuck. Chuck, how are you today?
Good, good. Good morning, Bill. Good morning, Beth Ann. Thank you so much for... being so candid about, I'm an older guy too, you know, I've seen the deterioration of the country and the non-cohesiveness, and I commend you for putting a book out that, you know, tried to explain to people how far we've drifted, and I know there's a gentleman out there that's written some books also on it. He was in the Reagan administration, Dr. Dennis Cuddy. He helped to write the book Goals 2000 about how they were actually planning to dumb the country down, take away traditions, and, you know, basically put us to the point we're in. I was just wondering what you thought, sir, about that. And I'll wait off the air for your answer. Thank you very much, and God
Thank
bless.
Thank you, Chuck. Appreciate the call.
Yes, I agree with you, what you're saying, how the country is diminished in value. And when I say value, I'm talking about our morals, our economy, everything we can think of. And the whole thing about values, and no one even appreciates value anymore. So I remember the days of Reagan, and we had a lot of hope, and we were coming along very good. We started building the economy back up, and that's what I see is needed today. We need to get back to where we can have a strong economy, because as one of your listeners, Beth Ann, in the earlier hour was talking about Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders, I presume, is a good guy. But socialism is not what made America great, and socialism is not what the American people will thrive on. It's a capitalistic country. And so what we have to do is, as much as we like to rail against the evil corporations and so forth, as a consultant, I work with many of them, and I didn't find them to be that way. And I'm not a person that can be fooled very easily. I'm a Marine, so, you know, I look at things pretty critically. What we need to do is we need to get jobs for our people, and so we need to train the young people, especially the inner city people and the people who are not getting a good education. We got to get them in a good training program, and that's what I outlined in one of my chapters. I call it service and employment, of how to train people. And in that training, we need to also teach them and instruct them how to be more civil and how to get along with people and how to understand that they all play an important role in this society and in this economy.
Absolutely. We have another caller from New Mexico. We have Granny. Hi, Granny. It's been a long time since I've heard from you. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing okay. What's on your...
Sometimes I'm too busy to be able to tune in to your program in the morning. But anyhow, I had a couple of comments. With the name Granny, you realize that I was around as a young person during World War II. Mm-hmm. And I remember a lot of things that were happening at that time. But one of the things right after World War II that I remember was my father was in the Navy, and he was reassigned from a place where he had been when the war was going on to a place in California where we the only place we could find to live was government housing, and it was out of town, and we rode a city bus to school, even as very young children.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
And so at about the age of eight, maybe eight and a half or possibly nine, I remember getting off of that bus, they call it free-range children. And in those days, all the children were free-range children.
I could say mine were pretty.
We didn't have cars. I had a newly born sister, and there was no way that my mother could take me to things like the dentist or to the beauty parlor without great effort, almost impossible, really. So she would give me a note. I'd get off the city bus in this town and walk half a block to the dentist office and then get on the bus again at the bottom of the hill. And all I can say is I won't say the specific town, but it was a harbor town. And you went down the hill and went past a bunch of bars that had swinging doors, literally, went to the bus stop at the end of the hill and caught the bus to where I lived. And same thing with going to the beauty parlor. If I was going to go to the beauty parlor, I would get off of the school bus probably at 8.5 or 9. So children at that time were very independent. And we had like roller skates that clamped onto your shoes because you had leather-soled shoes, and you could adjust the length for half of your life practically. And you wore a safety around your neck. And it was very integrated, the housing that they provided, the government. There was about 8 units per one-story building, and every building had one black family, and we all roller skated together. We all played together, and it worked okay. And there was no racial anything that I could think of at that time.
And your mother wasn't worried about something happening to you as you...
Not at all.
And nowadays you fear for that. And, you know, even, and I know, Bill, you've probably heard these stories too, and Granny, that, you know, some of these parents, and I know I'd have been in trouble if they were watching me, I guess, but I live right by a park here in this small town, and I would let my youngest, he wanted to go fish, and his older brothers were tired of him, and they didn't want to go fish with him. And so I'd let him go over to the park, but I could see him from my kitchen window or from the backyard if he stayed on the bridge that was right there, which was a real small bridge just going across a little part of the lake there where it fell in, where it all washed in. And you know, he had to stay right there. Well, nowadays, I'd be in trouble if I let a 7 or 8 year old go over there by themselves. Somebody would turn me in for neglect.
And in those days, we stood at a highway to get the bus, in the morning. And in fact, later, when I was probably in fifth grade, in order to save that dime, they had another school somewhat closer for the older children. And another friend and I would walk probably several miles back so that we could stop and get a Cherry Coke on the way back to my parents. Didn't believe in such things. But it was a totally different world. One thing I was going to comment on is all the kids at that time wore tap guns and holsters.
Yes.
And when we saw the movie, let's see, what was the movie called? I had it written down here, too. The Lone Ranger came out a few years ago.
Yes.
I immediately told my husband, see that little kid at the beginning with the cap guns strapped to his both legs?
In the cap,
cap guns. If kids wore cap guns these days and ran around shooting off caps, the whole country would go absolutely insane.
And yet,
in government housing, we all ran around with cap guns strapped to our legs and all played, cops and robbers, cowboys and Indians or whatever. We've lost our mind.
Yeah, I think we have. We've lost that. We've lost who we are.
Yes.
Yes, we have.
And you realize that I'm probably a lot more liberal than you are, but in many ways I'm also much more conservative than many of my liberal friends. So I kind of walk a line somewhere.
Well, we have to come to some kind of a middle ground.
Yes.
I agree with you, Granny. Bill, do you remember some of those times?
Oh, yes. And Granny, thanks for bringing back some memories. And what I wanted to say is, back then, kids were resilient, and we were responsible for ourselves. And we did things that got us in trouble, and maybe we scraped our knees or something like that. But we didn't whine and cry about that. We didn't. Can you imagine if I had told my DI that I was offended when I was going through boot camp, what he would do to me? You cannot imagine. But now everybody is offended. We've got a nation of 320 million victims, and that's by design. I really believe it is. Granny, what's happening?
Hold on, because by design we're going into a break. 877-895-5410. Granny and Bill and Beth Ann will be right back.
Are you a David? There are wolves, sheep, and sheepdog. And then there are shepherds. Just as young King David faced the impossible battle with the feared giant Goliath, we face giants today as well. Do we run or do we stand our ground? Our federal government is the epitome of corruption, abuse of power, and deceit, have enslaved we the people. Property rights are non-existent. Gun owners are treated as terrorists. Citizens are plundered and reaped of rights and liberties. Is there a solution? Yes, you are the solution. You, the patriotic, the local peace officer, you, the elected official, the county sheriff. You must stand with faith, humility, and the strength of a warrior, as young David did. You are the solution. Order the book, Are You a David, by Sheriff Mack. Go to csctalkradio.com or send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Be a shepherd in your community. csctalkradio.com. Hear ye, hear ye. The Pen is here. News hot off the presses. The Pen is the bi-monthly newsletter for CSC Talk Radio. Beth Ann and friends have packed it with information you won't read in the paper from the corner newsstand. News, opinions, and insights, all packed into this economical read. Just $24.95 will buy you 6 issues yearly. Common sense is what we speak, and it's also what we write. The Pen is a compilation of many writers we know you're going to enjoy. The news these days isn't easy to digest, but it is necessary to keep informed, and that is what we at CSC Talk Radio strive to do, serving listeners in every way. Order your subscription today. Send $24.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Keep informed. Send $24.95 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018, and request your subscription to The Pen today.
BioAg, working with nature naturally. Murray Bast has been my guest several times here on CSC Talk Radio. You know now he's devoted to helping farmers and ranchers. Murray is my common sense voice for improved agriculture. Farmers and ranchers are vital to any nation. Our food and how it's grown is more than just planting a seed, slopping the hogs, or feeding the cows. There's a science to it, and it takes a special kind of people. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Become a BioAg distributor. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. BioAg.com has all the products you need to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Visit bio-ag.com or call them at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're in the final segment of today's show, and before we get off the air here real quick, we're going to finish talking with Granny, but I do want to tell people how to get your book, Bill. But first of all, let's finish our conversation here at the coffee table with Granny and Bill and Beth Ann.
Okay. Granny, I was thinking the best way to comment on what you're saying is right now the federal government has more than 2,100 agencies and departments. Do the American people need to be regulated and controlled by 2,100 different agencies and departments? I don't think so. So what's happening is they're gradually taking away our independence and our self-reliance and our responsibility for ourselves and our own lives, and it's a way to control us and regulate us. And I know that's a very harsh thing to say, but that's what I see in America today.
I agree with you very much. As I say, I am somewhere between a conservative and a liberal. In some areas, I'm very, very liberal. In other areas, I'm very, very conservative. I wanted to bring back a few memories of things we've changed that could be looked back at as a wrong turning at a crossroads. I said I lived in that city near the harbor right after World War II. And my mother had some needs to go right into downtown Los Angeles. And right there was a station for something called the Red Car, the Pacific Electric. And you could get on that Pacific Electric train there at the harbor area and rocket, literally rocket, into Los Angeles faster than anybody these days on a freeway or anything else can ever get into Los Angeles now. And then there was a movie that came out called Who Killed the Electric Car? and they showed how large corporations literally got together and I guess you could call it conspired, possibly you could use that word, and somehow were able to get rid of junked all of the electric cars and got rid of a lot of the right-of-ways so that it could never be brought back. And if you've grown up in that Southern California area, I was there before there were any freeways, literally. It was a wonderful paradisical place, and now when we go back, it is a nightmare of freeways and all. If they could have extended those red car lines in every direction and had it the way they did, where when a red car came across the street, the lights at that corner would be anticipating the train coming. It would turn red for a short time. Train would zip through. It was usually two or three cars, and then the traffic would have normal passing. But somehow we've got to look back at what we've done wrong and really blame those who have changed things for the wrong. I remember something called rationing during World War II.
Yes.
You had a ration book and you were only allowed to get so much of this and so much of that per month. I remember blackouts, where you had to have blackout curtains for your windows and either turn off all your lights or pull your blackout curtains because they were afraid of air raids. I remember something because I lived on the East Coast at that time during World War II, where there was something called Horn and Hardart's Automat. And so there were you put money into these little doors and could pick out food from behind the door, but there were people behind there cooking and putting it into there. So there were a lot of things that could be looked back at as
working together.
Yeah,
you're working together.
I have another comment.
I've got another caller holding.
Real conventions for picking our political candidate.
Yes.
It used to be that people who didn't want to run would be almost forced to run because they were so good. Now we have Cinderella sisters all lining up saying, I know that glass slipper will fit on
me. Oh, that's a good way to look at it.
Hard enough.
That's a good way to look at it.
That was my comment. Thank you so much for your program.
Thank you, Granny. I appreciate the call. We've got one more caller. We've got Judy from Missouri. Judy, real quickly.
Hi. Yes, I like your idea of a ribbon for signifying the murdered babies.
Yes, I just saw your post on the on my email. So
okay, great.
I'm in. Let's not talk about that right now because we're discussing Bill's book. But I am in the process of getting something designed, and even though it'll be red, it'll be different than the others. So it'll be perfect.
Okay.
I promise. Okay. All right.
Thank you,
Judy. You know, Bill, I've started a red ribbon campaign to remember and memorialize the babies that have been taken in abortion by Planned Parenthood, and that's what that was about. So I'm kind of working on that. It's gonna be a very nice campaign, I think, and I'm hoping everybody will get on board and remember this. I want to read something from your book real quick, and then we need to tell people how to get it. Society in every state is a blessing, but government, even in the best state, is but a necessary evil. In its worst state, an intolerable one. For when we suffer or are exposed to the same miseries by a government, which we might expect in a country without government, our calamity is heightened by reflecting that we furnish the means by which we suffer. And that's by Thomas Paine, and it's a quote in your book. And I wanted to read to you, because of the word necessary evil in there, I wanted to read to you another quote from a founding father, which was William Pitt, Earl of Chapman. And he said this back in 1783. You know, we're always told it's necessary to do this or that. Necessity is the plea of every infringement of human freedom. It is the argument of tyrants. It is the creed of slaves. So we have to be careful when they tell us it's necessary. But I'm going to tell you, I think it's necessary to have this book, 2020, A Clear Vision for America. Bill, tell people how to get a hold of it.
Okay, the easiest way to do it is go to our website, and that's www.2020americabook.com, www.2020americabook.com. When you go to our website, There's links to everything on there, including links to Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble, Smashwords. It's available on ebook and hardcover. There's ways to go and check me out on Facebook and Twitter and every place else. So that's the one place to go. And what I'm doing is I'm offering the book, which 2020, by the way, is 20 chapters. It's $20 a chapter. And I will personally sign a book for your listeners, and I will send it to them, and I will pay the taxes and the shipping and handling, and all they have to do is go to my email site, which is also on the website. It's down at the bottom there, and it's called admin@2020americabook.com. So if they can just go to my website, everything is there for them to find. And the other thing, Beth Ann, since you mentioned the 20th, I got an email, or not an email, but a post on Facebook the other day, and I have to read this to you.
Okay, quickly, because we're just about done here.
Yeah. This is from a young lady who was a Navy corpsman and served with the Marines, and you know the Marines, we love our corpsmen.
We've got seconds. Keep going. Quickly.
Nope, not Donald Trump, Ben Carson, or even the Paul dude. Bill Muckler for president in 2016. I'm serious, people. Go check out his book. Beth Ann, you'll first, and your listeners will first know we start an exploratory committee yesterday.
Okay, and, we're out of time, Bill. I apologize. We're just completely out of time, and we've got the guitar taking us out. Bill is on board with bringing America home. Are you on board? I will put all this information on Facebook as we come together to bring America home.
Are you nearing eligibility for Medicare benefits? Then you know now is an important time in your life. Medicare can be a complicated puzzle. The wrong choice can cost you money, and you may be locked into the plan until the annual enrollment period. And the right choice may save you money and maximize your Medicare benefits all year long. Let the Health Markets Insurance Agency help you. With one free phone call, a licensed insurance agent will help you find a Medicare plan that's right for your medical needs and budget. Call now to learn more. 800-342-8981. 800-342-8981. If you're now eligible for Medicare, call today to discuss your options. 800-342-8981. 800-342-8981. Health Markets Insurance Agency is a DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions Incorporated, which is an authorized insurance agency in all 50 states and the District of Columbia. Not all agents are licensed to sell all products. Service and product availability varies by state.
Attention Americans with no health insurance. If you did not enroll under Obamacare, the deadline is fast and you could be liable for a tax penalty. There are affordable options available, but you need to act now. Call 800-212-4972. Health Markets Insurance Agency has thousands of options nationwide and can help you get the government subsidies you deserve to help lower the cost of health insurance. Under the law, if you have special qualifying events such as marriage, loss of job, or moving, you may still be entitled to Obamacare coverage. At Health Markets, our service is free, and we do the work to help you find the right coverage at a price that fits your budget. Call 800-212-4972 now. That's 800-212-4972. Health Markets Insurance Agency is the DBA or assumed name of InSphere Insurance Solutions Incorporated, which is licensed as an insurance agency in all 50 states and D.C. Service and product availability may vary. Agents may be compensated based on your enrollment in a health plan. HMIA 000365.
Hi, I'm Joan London, and if you're worried about your parent or a loved one living alone like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service. You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information.
They had obviously researched every place, not just given me names.
Really? Yeah.
They found me a place for what she could afford, and it was magnificent.
We're now very confident that she's safe, and they just helped every step of the way, and I can't thank them enough.
So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, call A Place for Mom. This is a free service, and you can trust them to help you.
If you're struggling to find reliable senior living information for your mom or dad, then call to get the free help you need during this turbulent time. Call now, 800-473-7921, 800-473-7921.